Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know what that means? It means you got to get informed. Seriously. So, but appreciate your time with me. I know that you missed me last night, right? Come on, you can say it. I don't mind. No. Dave, Whiskey Dave, filled in for me last night. Always love when he's on because I don't have to worry about anything. Yeah, we're pretty much on the same page with a lot of stuff, and he's always got some great guests for you guys, so feel free to send me an email on his behalf or whatever. Send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. On this day in history, anybody know what today is? Come on. Anybody? All right. On this day in history, March 16, 1802, United States Military Academy was established at West Point. Military Academy graduates, grads, you know, think about it. They blazed America's path across the continent. They had all kinds of victory in wars. They've been trained properly. They understand what it takes to win. Be nice if some of the generals we had today actually graduated from there. I mean, some of them went there. I'm not so sure they mentally graduated from there. United States Military Academy at West Point, which has trained generations of American leaders, right, was established on this day in history, March 16th, 1802. The Academy's creation was part of the Military Peace Establishment Act. You hear that? Military Peace Establishment Act. It was introduced by Massachusetts Congressman Joseph Barnum and signed into law by President Thomas Jefferson. Congress established a separate corps of engineers to be located at West Point and constituted and put it as a military academy with the chief engineer serving as superintendent. That's according to the Army Corps of Engineers website. The action taken at the time when the overall size of the Army was reduced placed the corps on permanent footing and capped a quarter century of efforts to provide professional training for officers. My God. The United States Military Academy opened for instruction on July 4th. There you go. Perfect, right? Massachusetts native Joseph Gardner Swift was its first graduate. Now, it's commonly known as West Point. It stands today as the world's premier institute for military training, right, and engineers. I mean, Mom, think about that. Hopefully they won't dumb down those requirements, right? They've been doing it forever, and you know who they is. The whole idea is to dumb them all down. They'll get exactly what they want at that point. It's just crazy. There's no way you're going to tell me that this is okay. Dumbing down these programs, they don't know what they're doing. They have a total idea and understanding. West Point grads designed almost all early American railways. They designed our roads. They designed our bridges. I mean, basically, for all intents and purposes, it was the only engineering school or college in America. And again, a pristine, high-pressure, high-expectation school. Now, West Point grads, I don't know if you guys knew this, they proved essential to NASA in their space programs. They're two of the three astronauts on Apollo 11, the first mission to put men on the moon, were West Point grads. And you see them scattered all throughout, you know, professional services and such. Now, actually, it's really funny. West Point, it's got a great location on the West Bank Bluff overlooking a bend in the Hudson River. Just outside of New York City. You know, when they put the, remember back then, we didn't have the, you know, 60-floor highs, if you would, buildings, 110 floors. They just weren't there. And so these were strategic locations that they put these forts and places in to protect us. And the British, you know, the British wanted control of the Hudson. They knew that was a way to drive a wedge between, you know, in New England as a whole in the colonies. So it was a great location for that to take it all back, right? Anyway, you know, West Point had a major role in our nation's history. So, you know, I don't know. Make a cake. Do whatever you're going to do. But the bottom line with it is, you know, see some of these military people that go through this. This is a stringent, stringent school. Really strict. Really solid. And some of our great engineers came out of there. All right. The reporters were going nuts today. I don't know if you saw this at the White House briefing. They went nuts on Jean-Pierre over Biden not taking questions from the press. Now, she tried it. She called them liars. No, she really did. Reporters erupted the White House press secretary Jean-Pierre on Thursday. She told them they would have the opportunity to ask the president questions from the press pool. At an upcoming meeting with Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar. Now, the exchange happened during a daily White House press briefing. She was questioned over why there was not a joint press conference scheduled between Biden and Varadkar. He's supposed to be there next on Friday. One question was, can you say why not, whether that might be added to the schedule? This is kind of becoming a pattern. Lots of world leaders coming, but they won't let us ask him any questions. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Gwendolyn Simms joins me.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
With me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-735-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, I wish I had the theme from The Godfather to play with, seriously. Because when you talk about Joe Biden and the Biden family, the Biden, you know, really, truly, the Biden crime family, no question about it. Yeah, these guys, they had a better scam going than the mafia did. You know, with government contracts and ways to make money off the government and in the streets and what have you. but, you know, I'm not the expert here. Like I said, I'm not in it every day. I rely on other people to do it and get involved with it. Gwendolyn Sims joins me, as she does from time to time. She's a freelance contributor to PJ Media, with the where she covers most of the current news, politics, culture. And right off the heels of CPAC, Gwendolyn.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me tonight.
Always. Hey, so we'll spend a little time on CPAC, even though it's a little late news here. But in reading things that other people were talking about with CPAC, it's just amazing to find out that, sad actually, I should say amazing, but sad to see that the energy levels aren't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. So, yeah, I mean, as you know, we've been going to CPAC for years. Probably about going on 10 years for me. I don't know how many for you, but it's just had a very different feel this year, and the attendance was way down. I heard the final, like, official attendance numbers was about 2,000, and that's pretty low. And I would imagine that at least half of those were, you know, media types like you and I. So it was just a really different feel there.
And were there still a lot of young people there, or?
You know, I mean, there were. Don't get me wrong. It was nothing like, you know, when Ron Paul would have, you know, his hordes of students come and and overwhelm the Stockholm and all that stuff every year. Nothing like that, but there were some younger kids, and I say kids, but I mean like college age and stuff, but there just wasn't any real excitement. It seemed like every speaker and every thing was very Trump-focused, which, you know, is okay on one level, but on the other level, you know, Trump is only one part of our, you know, the GOP of the party, so it was kind of like, you know, if you weren't 100% for Trump, then there wasn't a lot of, like, discussion going on about policies and things like that. So
really?
That was a little disappointing. Yeah. Yep.
Now, listen to me. I remember the old days.
Back in the old days.
I remember them. There were little breakout sessions all over the place. The young kids were being, for lack of a better term, they were being courted, if you would. And being, you know, instructed on what to look for and how to get involved and how to get engaged. None of that happened, right?
Well, no, I wouldn't say none of it happened. It just wasn't on much of a large scale. There wasn't just, like, you know, a lot of times there'd be, like, a lot of boot camps and things like that of how to, like, you know, go talk to your representatives, or how to go out and, you know, work with ballots and, like, get people registered and, you know, just things like that. And those were going on. I would just say they were just much smaller scale and less enthusiasm, less, like, we got to get out there and do this, you know? So it was just a really different feel. So I don't know how to explain it other than that. It was just sort of something that, you know, there were a few times where we were walking through, you know, the hall, and, like, I just didn't recognize anyone, you know. They were just, like, as far as...
Right. Does it say we're getting older? I mean, I don't... Yeah, whatever.
But it didn't feel like we had been replaced as much as just, like, people were elsewhere. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and then the way it was laid out, CPAC itself was a little different. So it didn't feel the same... they had, you know, some of the, like, the vendor section where you can go, you know, they didn't really have a book section. Like, they always have books and they always have people there and author signings and stuff like that. They didn't really have that too much. They had that sort of grouped together with some of the other, you know, just like organizations that usually have tables and things like that. So it was sort of grouped into one of the smaller ballrooms. Now, granted, you know, it's an off election year, so it's gonna be lower, but this felt lower than it should have been.
Now, how was the Trump reception, if you would, when he showed up?
It was your typical, you know, it was like a Trump rally. It was it really didn't have the same feel as, like, you know, I don't know if you remember getting, like, you know, they had to do the security sweeps and all that stuff. It was just sort of like they did it. It was like, you know, it wasn't a big deal. And she was there, and there were definitely people there. There were definitely more people there on the day that he talked, which is the last the last session of the last day of CPAC. So it really just felt, you know, Trump-focused CPAC. And that's just a little different.
and no really new messages, correct?
No, not really. Nothing really new. I mean, you know, you get the usual stump speeches and things like that. There were some, and you know, don't get me wrong, there were a lot of really good speeches. The lieutenant governor from North Carolina, he gave Robinson, and he gave a really, really good speech. I'll be, you know, I'm very surprised if he doesn't run for governor for North Carolina eventually. You know, there's lots of other people, but nothing like it would be hard to come in on a spaceship from your time traveling and then know that this is the same group that launched the Reagan Revolution. You know.
Okay, that's a good point. It's a really good point,
mm-hmm.
because it's so true. I mean, you don't know as the years have gone on. I always felt in the past, you and I have talked about this, I've always felt in the past it was kind of weird that you'd show up there, you know, you could tell they were trying to appeal to the younger kids. They had every opportunity to teach them, to mentor them, and it was almost like it was, I don't know, a rock concert of some kind, and they were allowed to be backstage. You kind of know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes. You'll listen to the Joe Messina Show on GCN.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for you. Your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The American military has released video, it says, shows a Russian fighter jet harassing and colliding with a U.S. drone over the Black Sea.
Ultimately, the Russian military and the Russian government is responsible for its own behavior. When that behavior is unsafe and unprofessional, we're going to call it out, as we've done in this case.
Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the video the U.S. European Command released Thursday morning was recorded by the drone's onboard camera. NBC News reported on Wednesday that U.S. officials said Kremlin leadership has approved the aggressive actions. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is throwing shade at how the federal government responded to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Republican says the U.S. government was wrong about almost everything, including lockdowns. He went on to say that even 3 years later, Florida is still recovering from those actions. The U.S. is officially set to end its COVID protocols in early May. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. Come on, make my life easier. Seriously, if you get, at least if you get engaged, and then you get informed, and then you get involved, I don't have to clean up your mess all the time and straighten things out. All right, here we go. Gwendolyn Sim joins me. She is a freelance contributor to PJ Media, where she covers current news, politics, and culture. Do we have any culture left? I mean, seriously.
Not very serious culture, but there is some.
Yeah, very little. So, you know what? I just drew a blank. What were we talking about before we... Oh, CPAC. We'll finish up. We're kind of done with that. But, you know, CPAC, again, yeah, for what it was meant to be, the help it was supposed to be for these young kids, I think they've lost their way big time. I think now they're so into, you know, creating a stir or a buzz that the reality of what we need isn't there anymore. I mean, do you kind of agree with that?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I don't want to leave everybody with, like, you know, being so down about it, but it's also, I think there are some other organizations and things stepping up that will probably fill that gap. NatCon, things like that are coming up, so we'll see how those go.
Yeah, no kidding, we'll see how that. All right, so hey, I hear you've been keeping up with the Biden bank gang very much. So, look, as these papers start to come forward, we're learning more and more and more about how much money has been funneled into their accounts, respective accounts, right?
Right. And it's, taking over a lot more than just Hunter and Joe. So it's, I think it's up to like 7 Biden family members now, something like that, that are involved. So this is not a good family tradition to have, right?
Well, here's the thing for me is, again, how many people outside that circle are also, a part of it? I mean, when you really think about it, he couldn't have kept the secret alone. He had to have other people in his pocket to make this happen, didn't he?
Absolutely. Well, we know that he did because, you know, I mean, we've got the emails that are like, you know, 10% for the big guys, things like that. So we know that there are definitely third parties, fourth parties, that kind of thing going on. So this is a big, you know, it's a huge story. It's probably the biggest story that's been about a president, but, you know, traditional legacy media doesn't want to touch it.
No. You know, this was some of the stuff that I'm seeing, or some of the different reports that I'm seeing, is, you know, the House Oversight is actually laying out paperwork to show that the daughter-in-law, Haley Biden, got China cash. It was far back as 2017, right? And and as I recall, you think weren't her and Hunter kind of shacking up at that time, or what?
Exactly. They've definitely been linked in a relationship. She supposedly, you know, they got together after the death of his brother and all of that lovely stuff. So it's a weird, weird family.
Kind of weird. Oh my God.
Just kind of. But it's also, you know, it's nothing new really for Biden himself, because as the years go on, we find more and more, you know, evidence and stories and video snippets that, you know, show him doing things that are against what he's saying he's for now, just like the being for gay marriage, right, since high school in the 60s.
That was great, wasn't it?
Is it? Yeah. Is it really a stretch that he could make a story up like that, but not be, you know, hiding anything else?
But wait a minute, though. Do you really believe at this point, watching this man speak, walk, and talk, do you really believe he's making this stuff up, or do you think he's actually living these things out in his head and he believes them to be true?
Well, I'm not sure there's a difference at this point. Is there?
Yes, you know, I made my decision while I was in diapers. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know many seniors in high school have their dad drive them to school, you know, so.
Well, drive to school, right? And think about this. What was it, 1968, thereabouts? Kissing on the sidewalk in 1968 in front of a high school.
Yeah, absolutely not. No, I that would never have happened.
No.
And notice that he used the, you know, the nice stereotype of two nicely dressed men, right?
Aren't they always?
They have to be there. Yeah. So, not only could they not just be, you know, gay men, but they had to be nicely dressed.
Yeah, so. I don't even consider that a slight. I mean, seriously, most of the gay men that I know are always dressed well. And they're proud
exactly.
of it, too.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
But do you think that's what you would remember, like, all these years later?
Oh, no. I'm surprised he even remembers that, that Barack is well-spoken for a black man. He smells good, too.
Yes. And he has a nice crease in his pants.
Wouldn't you love to line up, and I'm sure somebody's already done it, but wouldn't you like to put a collage together of all those comments that he made that are considered racist? You know, I have the...
Right.
An NAACP leader, very mad at me right now. One of the reasons was she claimed I didn't know anything about black history, so I just threw all of them at her. I blew all the Joey B. stuff at her. I blew everything that's happened over the years with the KKK and all that other stuff. And the only response I got was, well, the party switched places. I was like, oh, we're going to do that.
Oh, that old trope, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know. You don't know black history. You don't know the CRT black history.
No.
So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, and it's a fallback position on a regular basis that's just a load of bunk. And it just, it covers for them. And the funny thing about it is I always ask them, when exactly did that happen? Did it happen during the JFK years? Did it happen during, FDR years? You know, FDR wouldn't take a picture with a black man. And he's your Lord and Savior for the Democrat Party. And then you get over to LBJ. He's another god of yours because, what was it? The voters, God, what was it? what act was he supposedly behind? Yeah, it was to help Black Lives
Matter.
Sure. What's that?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I wasn't sure where you were going. Well, I mean, it's just, you know, we know that, you know, welfare and all that stuff just changed the whole Black traditions and Black family. And
he just he destroyed Black families. He destroyed
right.
them.
Yeah.
So,
and I mean, that wasn't an accident.
No, I don't think it was either. And his comment that you know, we'll do this and we'll have those ends voting for us forever. I mean, he wasn't a Republican. They must have been okay with it then, I guess. And then going on. You know, you got Jimmy Carter, who refused to fund when he was on a school board. He refused to fund a high school for Blacks if it was going to be built on the same side of the street as whites because they might bump into each other.
Right. And you had, Central High School is where the integration, they tried to integrate schools and that there was a big, you know, uproar trying to keep the couple of Black girls out of that school, so Central High School. So, I mean, that was not Republicans doing that.
It is truly sad that they don't see it's not that they don't see. How about this? They don't want to see. Truly don't want to see.
Well, they haven't been shown either, right? It's when you've been fed lies for, you know, over and over and over, you're going to believe it, right?
Yeah. Well, some of the stuff that bothers me, again, to your point, is not wanting to know the real history, not truly putting the real history. I don't know what they're afraid of because, frankly, in my mind's eye, Black history is great. It's American history. I understand that. But it's also great to see if you look at where they've come from, where they are today, the contributions that have been made in science and so many other places. And the best we can do is talk about slavery 24/7. It just drives me
nuts. Oh, absolutely. So this brings me to, I'm out in North Carolina right now, and I happen to go to Old Salem, right, near Winston-Salem.
Right.
And they have one of the oldest continuous Black church congregations in the United States there.
Yeah. Hold that thought. We're going to come back in a minute.
Okay.
Don't forget, because I will. All right? Joe Senior, your host, Coco Parfalo. We're coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Let's see your host on the Let me just get back to her because we're having some real fun with this conversation. Gwendolyn Sims joins me. She's a freelance contributor to PJ Media, where she covers current news, politics, and culture. And Gwendolyn, you're in where are you? South Carolina?
North Carolina.
I'm
in North Carolina, and I was going to. We went to Old Salem, and we were taking a tour of a lot of the old. So that's from the 1800s, 1700s even, the buildings and things. And one of them was a black church that has been continuously used since the 1700s. And this really, you know, seemed well-informed, young black male comes out and starts giving us the little spiel about the little area we were in, which happened to have been a graveyard. For what they called strangers, and which just meant you weren't part of the church or the blacks who lived in the area. And it was just really disheartening to get lectured, you know, by CRT on how Because everything he even said, like, everything he sees history through is a critical eye of the white racism. And he used the term white racism and American racism over and over and over. And really, he had a prime opportunity there to teach us, to show us what it was like for blacks in America. Some of them were slaves. They talked about on Emancipation Day, they held a service at that church. And I mean, how much better would it have been? Like, what was it like for people sitting on those pews who had gone into the church as slaves to walk out free, you know, free men, free people? It was really disappointing. And I think that kind of warping of history is going on a lot. We see it in our schools, but that was the first time I've seen it in, you know, a historical opportunity to, you know, talk about the past. And it was pretty disheartening.
Yeah, it is. Again, it's amazing. We can't come out of it. They won't let us. And I shouldn't say it that way because that doesn't sound right. But it's kind of like they never talk about the strides that we've made in rectifying those things and then moving forward and making sure that they don't stay. You know what I'm saying?
Well, absolutely. There I am talking to this intelligent, bright young man with my, you know, family there too. And it's like, do you not see where you are? You know, like, how do you think all those things happened, you know, in a vacuum and somehow you got here? You know, I mean, in some sense, you got to, like, okay, it happened, it was terrible, whatever, but still, like, you know, we are both standing here because of all that stuff in the past. So,
yeah,
I think it's just having blinders on and not realizing and not appreciating the past, but whether it's good or bad in the past.
Right. Well, again, it's a matter of us standing up. I mean, you and I have talked about this before. We've got to stand up and kind of push back on this stuff. And not that we shouldn't know some of the negative history of our past. That's not the point. The point is, when you just harp on one thing over and over and over, day by day by day, then it leads people to believe that was the only history we have. Just like I was telling you earlier about something that the NAACP was mad about. I never knew, I never learned that there were black free men that actually owned slaves. I never learned that in school.
Mm-hmm.
So why not? Give me the total picture. Not that they were the majority slaveholders. That's not the point here. But
no, but it's a part of the puzzle, and it should be known.
Thank you. And it is. It's part of the puzzle. And I don't know why they're so afraid that we know that. Why is anybody afraid that we would know something like that? It's ridiculous.
Well, because it doesn't promote the perpetual victimhood that leads to things like what they're doing in San Francisco, right? Giving out, you know, proposing to give out millions of dollars to people who were never slaves, who never owned slaves, who, you know,
why should my tax dollars go to that when being of Italian descent? My family didn't get here until the 50s, early 50s.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Where do I fit in that equation?
Yep. Absolutely. It doesn't matter. You're guilty by melanin count.
Yeah. No, thank you. And it's not right. It's not fair. And it doesn't really fix anything. But
no, it doesn't. But it's not meant to. The chaos is the point. The chaos and the division. That is the point.
Look at what's going on right now in San Francisco. Where they're trying to figure out San Francisco County, I think, where they're trying to figure out what the reparation amount's going to be. You know, they're talking about $5 million.
Right.
They can't pay their own bills.
Right. And forgiveness of debt and a whole bunch of other freebies, like housing and things like that. It's like, reparation for what?
Yep.
It was never a slave state. So,
no, I know. I've got a guy coming. Matter of fact, that's funny because I've got a guy coming on next week, a black man whose grandfather, the great grandfather, was part of the team that made sure that this wasn't, and he's a black man that made sure that this wasn't a slave state.
Well, I mean, that's part of the thing, right? But I mean, other people need to stand up. It can't just be us saying, "What the heck?" You know, it has to be everyone.
from every walk of life, every race, yep. saying, this is not right.
So. No, I get it, and I agree with you, and we can't say anything. It's funny, you can't say anything, ask or even ask the questions because you're a racist. Some of the reporters, some of the people that were asking questions in San Francisco as to how does this fix it, how do you get $5 million to somebody not only who did not own slaves, who wasn't a slave, doesn't even, not even a descendant. Not all black folks are descendants of slaves, you know? So you sit there and you think to yourself, this is just them appeasing voters. That's all it is.
Or it's appeasing the special interests, right? And the race hustlers. What do you do with multi ethnic people who are more than one race, right? It doesn't fix it, like you said, and it doesn't bring anyone together.
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about digital currency because I've been joking about this for years, and everybody's kind of freaked out that we're going to digital currency. And I said, do you realize that we already have digital currency, right? I mean, every time you make a transfer in your bank account, every time you use a credit card, then you pay the credit card online, you pay your gas bill online. I mean, this has been going on for years. So technically, this isn't anything new. Why is everybody so upset about switching to almost all digital currency?
Well, okay, so there's a push right now in lots of states to for legislation. It's called UCC legislation. And what that does, that's something that's been going on since the 50s, and it sort of like regulates and makes the same across states for commerce, the bills, I mean, not the bills, the laws and just the standards, right? So what they're doing now, though, is they're sneaking in to this and people aren't paying attention, is that it'll lay the groundwork for an all-digital, no dollar. I mean, it'll get rid of the dollar. There won't be any paper money. So I don't know about you, Joe, but I don't really trust that the government's not going to turn off my bank account because, you know, I voted for X, Y, or Z, I can't drive, so I can't get, I can't charge my electric vehicle to pay with the digital currency because, it's Tuesday. So it's just, yes, it's one more step toward getting rid of the dollar, the paper currency, being able to do anything that isn't just, tracked or controlled by the government. So, yes, on one hand, we're inching towards that, and we've been doing that for a while. But people need to pay attention. You need to contact your representatives and tell them no on this UCC legislation that has to do with the digital currency. It's way more than just what we're doing now. It's laying the groundwork to get rid of the dollar and make it universal.
Hey, listen, it's always way more than what we're seeing stuff doing now, right? Anyway, would you agree with that? It's just amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. It's you give them an inch and they take, 10 miles. Yeah. It's always a foot in the door, a toe in the door, a foot in the door, then next thing you know is you can't buy groceries.
Yeah.
So,
you're right. People actually, they won't even be able to take money. Take cash dollars. So it really will be a big deal.
How many places do you go to now that don't take it? Credit card?
There's actually quite a few places right now that don't. You're right, that don't take cash anymore. They want credit card.
Yeah.
All right, lady, how do people find you?
You can easily find me at pjmedia.com, Wendelin Sim, and you can find me on Twitter at scbbuckeye.com. So.
And you can find me at the local donut shop, usually Dunkin' Donuts. Anyway, Joe McKee, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour, people. Yeah, I got a lot to beef about. We'll be right back.
Alrighty.
All right.